And now the U.S. Senate race. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she and her Republican challenger, Jeff Deal, will debate three times between now and the November election. Deal, a state representative, easily defeated his two rivals in the Republican primary yesterday. He tallied about 55% of the vote to John Kingston's 27% and Beth Lindstrom's 18%. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Deal won almost every city and town in Massachusetts. The runner-up, Kingston, took a smattering of towns, mostly in central and western parts of the state. Deal's victory comes about with the help of voters such as Chuck White, a firefighter who lives in Hanson.
Because he supports Trump, he ran was in charge of the campaign in the state. I like that he repealed the gas tax. He seems like a good guy.
Deal represents Whitman, East Bridgewater, and Abington in the Massachusetts House, and is well-liked on the South Shore. He built a grassroots network when he led the movement to repeal indexation of the gas tax in 2014. He built another network when he co-chaired Donald Trump's campaign in the state. With his nomination, Warren now faces the most pro-Trump of the three Republican candidates. In his victory speech to supporters in Whitman last night, Deal quickly got to his main message.
But Elizabeth Warren has let us down. When she was first elected, Senator Warren promised to represent us in Washington. Now, 6 years later, Senator Warren has failed us. She's not interested in Massachusetts. You know it.
We know it.
She's looked right past us and the issues that we care about. We clearly cannot depend on her.
Warren was unavailable for comment last night, but she told reporters Monday that she's in Washington working on behalf of Massachusetts every day. Her campaign issued a statement last night saying she will participate in three debates ahead of the November election. An independent candidate, Shiva Ayyadurai, is also running. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.